The 2-1. That one misses outside, and it's 3-1 now, and in danger of issuing a leadoff walk is Bailey. Campbell steps in, the Stanford Cardinal player, 3-1. He just finds the top of the strike zone. Campbell follows ball four. It just gets in there, and the count runs full at 3-2. Well, he's battled back for full count. Sun is out, unlike last night. It was very cloudy. You could see the rain moving across the mountains. As it's sunny with some clouds in the area, but no precipitation supposed to come by. As Campbell reaches out for that one, head over to Rocaforte for the first in time, and that's out number one. So that's good to see if you're Riverage for Rocaforte coming back after the injury. And he's able to get the ground out on the first play of the game. And it's one away for Brock Daniels, who has been on a tear. And Daniels yesterday, 3-for-4 with 2 runs scored, and RBI drew a walk. He has been phenomenal early this year for the Greenville Flyboys, the Missouri transfer. Big swing and a miss, and that's 0-1. Bailey's kind of blew it right by him. Daniels does like the swing at some of those high pitches. You know, it's early in the season, but you feel like if he gets a hold of one, he's going to knock one out of the park. Almost did at Pioneer Park on Monday against Danville. 0-1, he gets that one, but it's popped out of play toward the Watauga River and off a shed behind third base. There's someone fishing in the Watauga River right now. He turned around after he heard that ball hit, so hopefully everybody stays careful as the river runs right by the stadium here in Elizabethton. A beautiful ballpark, the 0-2. That one, they're going to say, hits Daniels. It's going to just nick him, and actually nailed the catcher too, Phillips. And Phillips is going to hold his breath for a little bit. His mask came flying off. He got the worst of it, I think, and the trainer for Elizabethton's out talking to him. But Phillips is going to shake it off and looks ready to go. That one just barely clipped Daniels on the elbow. Bo Ankeny now asking Phillips if he's... You saw Avery Collins last night get hit right under the armpit, too. So it's been dangerous for these catchers in this series. Here's Bo Ankeny stepping up. He had a monster home run against Danville. As Brock Daniels will take off, the throw is not going to come as Phillips doesn't throw it at all. That's a stolen base for Brock Daniels, and there's a runner at second with one out in the top of the first inning. Ankeny batting 231 on the season. Wants to get that batting average up. Had 3 strikeouts against Danville back on Tuesday for that 12-5 loss. Daniels at second base, the 1-0 coming from Bailey. Ankeny hits that one high in the air. It's going to hang up and just get out of play. Last night, Alex McCoy made a great catch at the dugout on a ball that almost got out of here. It just stayed enough in. So 1-1 to Ankeny. It's, again, 322 down the right field line. If Ankeny can pull one, he could probably get a home run. 339 to left. So a little bit longer than Pioneer Park as Bailey will step off and fake the throw to second. 358 kind of toward left center. Center field 399. Again, the wall a lot higher than at Pioneer Park. Don't also have the new video board to deal with in left field. Big swing and a miss. Bailey throws it right by him, and it's 1-2. Bailey's been able to blow it by Daniels and Ankeny. Again, Daniels reached on a hit-by-pitch that just clipped him. Only mistake so far Bailey has made tonight. So 1-2 coming from B.J. Bailey, the Bo Ankeny here in the top of the first inning. Ankeny's going to reach out for that one, hits that one, it's going to drop. Daniels is going to round third. The throw is going to roll toward home, and it's in time. Daniels is out. Phillips gets the out. Daniels can't believe it. What a throw by the right fielder. Game for the River Riders. He guns out Daniels at home on the single by Ankeny, and it's still a scoreless game. What a throw by Morgan Calopi. It just sort of took one bounce right to Phillips' glove. Phillips tags Daniels. Daniels may have missed the base as well. I was right here at our position at home plate, and that was a great play by both Phillips and Galoppi. So two away now for Aiden Canaday. As Canaday hits the first pitch he sees, that's going to hang in the air, and diving catch, snow cone catch made by the left fielder, Brendan Jones. So back-to-back great defensive plays keep the Flyboys off the scoreboard. It's still a 0-0 ball game after the Flyboys bat in the first inning. We'll see Brian Yetter coming on the mound for the Flyboys return. This is the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Well, Elizabeth Befton getting defensive here. They get to keep the Flyboys off the scoreboard. Keep it a 0-0 game. The Flyboys, remember, last night got two runs in the first to take a 2-0 lead, so that's big for Elizabeth Befton as Brian Yetter out there from Marist College. Pitching for the Red Foxes last season, this season so far. Yetter has a 5.40 ERA and 0-1 record this season. Look at Peyton Basler. He had a great day defensively for the River Riders last night, but batting wise went 0-for-4 and drew a walk. This is a pitch from Yetter. It finds its strike zone 0-1. Basler leads off with Marcus Sanders batting second. Morgan Calopi, who had a great throw from right, bats third. Harrison Rogers bats fourth. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, and quickly 0-2 from Yetter. Caden Phillips bats fifth. Brendan Orff sixth. Isaac Williams batting seventh. Brendan Jones, who made a diving catch and left to end the inning, bats eighth. Austin Rocaforte will bat ninth. The 0-2 from Yetter is fouled off toward the Watauga River, and it's 0-2. Defensive alignment for the Flyboys at catcher, Canyon Brown. He was just named to the Collegiate Baseball All-Freshman All-American team after being named Big South All-Freshman. So congratulations to Canyon. As it's 0-2, and that one just misses away, 1-2. Yetter couldn't get the call. Ankeny at first base, Daniels at second. Shortstop is Diaz. Third baseman's Will Brown. We'll get you the outfield after this pitch from Brian Yetter, 1-2 in the bottom of the first inning. That one's hit up to Diaz. Diaz handles it off a weird hop for over the first time. 40 outs, and Diaz, after getting the day off last night, makes a heck of a play as the defensive plays are coming in bunches for these teams tonight. And that is how the game starts for the River Riders on a 6-3 putout. Your outfield for the Flyboys, and left field is Aiden Canaday. Center fielder is Saborn Campbell. Right fielder is Kian Saylor. Sanders will look at a first pitch high. 1-0. Marcus Sanders from Phoenix College did not play last night. Batting 308 so far as he fouls that one off. Play a 104.9 OPS and one home run. A lot of home runs for River Riders because of that short right field fence and having a six-game homestand, but still, that can't take away. This team can hit and can hit well. They're going to say Sanders goes around 1-2, and he agrees with himself, shaking his head. So 1-2 coming in. As Elizabethton had just three hits last night, they scored three runs, but were held in check for the most part by the Flyboys. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. There's the first strikeout from Yetter, and there are two away quickly. For Morgan Calopi. Calopi has not played baseball since April 12th. He was injured this year for the Indiana Hoosiers. But bad 236 this season in the games he did play, with 13 runs, 7 RBIs, and 3 home runs for Indiana. So that one misses 1-0. Otter made a great defensive play. Last year played for the Danville Otterbots in the Appy League. Bad 244 with 28 runs. A lot of fours. 4 doubles, 4 triples, 4 home runs, 20 RBI. Also 5 stolen bases. The 1-0 gets in there, breaking ball. And it's 1-1. Calopi. A great throw. It actually went off 2 bounces, but got Daniels out at the plate. The 1-1, that one's fouled off. The 1-2, and Yetter looking for his second strikeout of the contest to get out of first inning unscathed. No score here. 2 outs in the bottom. First inning, here's Yetter. He comes, and Calopi hits that one foul into the stands. Older ballpark here. Former home of the Elizabethan Twins, now the River Riders in their second year of the new Appy League. And beautiful views of the Appalachian Mountains in center field. The 1-2, low, misses, and deuces are wild from Brian Yetter. Tauga River and behind the third base line, got some playground equipment, some sheds, a nice park. So, beautiful park. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts by Brian Yetter. He's feeling it early, and we have a scoreless ball game through one. Flyboys will look to see if they can score, or Elizabethan make some more great defensive plays. When we return, this is the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the Tennessee Lottery Speedway, where the race to win big continues. Competition is fierce as players hit the gas toward reaching the $20,000 top prize of our all-new Raceway Riches Instant Game. And look at that! We have a winner! Could you be next?
Speed to the good times with the all-new Raceway Riches Instant Game from the Tennessee Lottery. And don't miss the Tennessee Lottery 250 at Nashville Super Speedway on Saturday, June 25th. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
No score after ending a play, thanks to some great defensive plays by Morgan Calopi and Brendan Jones to rob a run and rob a two-out single for the Flyboys. Now Avery Collins is going to step in. The former Greenville Green Devil, now playing at Cleveland Junior College in Tennessee. Collins will step in. Collins played catcher last night, went 1-for-4 of an RBI, drew a walk, and struck out once. Bang, 429 early on this season. First pitch gets in there for a strike, 0-1 from Bailey. Bailey's been able to just, again, blow it right by some guys early in this one. Hasn't recorded a strikeout yet, but has some good fastball. That was a breaking ball there that just missed, and it's 1-1. Got a great fastball that can just pound the zone. It's kind of, I think, surprised some of these guys. Again, he's transferring to Clemson University. Primary Methodist It's no slouch in the junior college ranks. The 1-1. Collins hits that one in the second. Diving stop is made for the first, and it's there. Rocaforte. Nice diving play. Three straight great defensive plays by the River Riders have kept the Flyboys off the base paths, and there's one away in the top of the second. So Rocaforte, again, we talked about, had a back injury coming back to the lineup, and that back looks fine. He laid all the way out to stop that one. Steal a hit from Avery Collins, and here comes in Kian Saylor to bat. Saylor swings at the first one, fouls it off right behind them, 0-1. Saylor last night went just 1-for-5 with a pair of strikeouts, but did have a run scored. He's batting 160 on the season, looking to get something going. Made some great defensive plays last night, though, for the Flyboys. The 0-1. That one misses the catcher completely. 1-1. Saylor last night also reached base safely on a drop strikeout in a play where he just stood there for about, it felt like 30 seconds. It was more about 3 seconds. And somehow reached base safely as he swings and misses. It's 1-2. Got lucky because the catcher last night, Pepe Soto, just kind of threw that one to the outfield. It scored another run that gave the Flyboys a 7-3 advantage in the ninth inning, but Saylor should have been dead to rights. A 1-2. Swing and a miss. So Bailey gets his first strikeout of the contest with the fastball. As it's been working, and Saylor strikes out to put two away in the top of the second inning. Here comes Will Brown. Played shortstop last night for the first time this season and went 1-for-4 with 2 strikeouts. Also gunned out at home last night trying to score. That pitch is high, misses 1-0. Heard Brown talk about the camaraderie built on this team early. Everybody's been just so nice early on. They're starting to build a good locker room. That's what you got to have a winning team. The 1-0. It just finds the strike zone. Delayed call there, and it's 1-1. Brown, batting 238 on the season, 6.23 OPS. Has improved his defense a lot, working with Jermaine Curtis almost every day. The 1-1, misses high, 2-1. Coach Jermaine Curtis said, if you saw our pregame interview on the very beginning of the season, about how the camaraderie has to be there. They had that for the St. Louis Cardinals 2013. That resulted in a National League championship. And a run at the World Series. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball is working for Bailey as he blows it right by Brown. And deuces are wild for Bailey. 24 pitches, 15 strikes for Bailey. 25 pitches, 16 strikes. And swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts for Bailey as Bailey's starting to get in the groove. And the Flyboys go down. 1-2. Flyboy defense looks to keep Elizabethton off the scoreboard and return. This is the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, you can't bring new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery into work.
Why? They got smoking hot top prizes. Hey, look, I won!
Oh, what have you done?
Huh. Guess they were hotter than I thought.
Heat up your wallet with all new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery, and you can win scorching hot top prizes up to $500,000. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Please play responsibly.
Brian here out for another inning of work as he has 2 strikeouts today. So does B.J. Bailey. And a defensive battle so far in this one. No run scored, just one hit. That was Ankeny's single. That would have been an RBI single, but Brock Daniels gunned out at home by Morgan Kalapi. Stepping in will be Rogers for the River Riders, Harrison Rogers, as he fouls that one off straight into the air and out of play. Rogers 1-for-4 of a run scored, struck out once. He's batting 500 on the Colorado Mesa Mavericks this year. 0-1 gets in there from Yetter, and it's 0-2. Back-to-back strikeouts to end the inning for Greenville as Yetter goes to work quickly again. The 0-2 is fouled off to the Watauga River, and it remains 0-2. Bluefield, early lead on Burlington, bottom of the third inning, 2-0. Bluefield has not won a single game. Burlington is undefeated. The 0-2, that one's hit in the air. That one's going to hang up, going to keep going, going. Saylor goes over his head at the wall, bounces off the wall, and standing in there with a leadoff double is Harrison Rogers. And that's the first hit of the game. That one was almost out of here into the bullpen of the River Riders, but just goes off the bottom of the wall in front of the scoreboard. That's a leadoff double for the River Riders. If that one's a little more to the right, that ball is gone. Literally just missed the bullpen and just hit off the bottom of the wall. Now looks like a balk by Brian Yetter. And that's going to move Rogers over before he can throw to Phillips. And that's the fourth balk in the last four games for the Flyboys. They didn't have one last night. Had two against Danville on Tuesday and one on Monday. Swing and a miss on the first pitch to Caden Phillips, the catcher from Kansas State. He made a great tag on Brock Daniels on that play. This is Phillips steps in and swing and a miss on a ball that moves outside and quickly 0-2 from Yetter. Yetter's going to work quick. You hear that about these pitching staffs. Y'all, Jack Liberio last night did as well. The Caswell Smith and Nate Kaiser to preserve a 7-3 win. 0-2, hit to the outfield. It's going to be caught. Alvin rolls to the wall. One run's going to score. Rounding second is Phillips. Canada's going to throw it in the third. Brown gets the tag. Another tag gets underneath him. And that's an RBI triple by Caden Phillips. Perfect slide. Bought Brown out of the tag. Did not, just missed. And Canada never touched it. That ball was just missed by Canada's glove. He couldn't make the diving catch. And it's a 1-0 lead by Elizabethan with a runner at third base. It's the first triple of the season for Elizabethan. That was just Canada just missed time. He tried to snow cone it like Jones did to end the first inning, but he came up short. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the second inning as swing and a miss by Brennan Orff, and it's 1-1. Orff batting 286 on the season, has a home run. This is the Elizabethan offense we thought we would see last night, and it's already a 1-0 lead for the River Riders. That one is in the dirt, and it's 2-1. So back-to-back extra base hits for the River Riders have put them ahead 1-0. The bottom of the second inning, 2-1. Just finds the bottom of the strike zone. It's 2-2. Orff didn't agree with that call, but it may have just got in there. 2-2. Yetter checks on Phillips at third. 2-2. Fouled off right behind home plate, and now stays at 2-2. That is just the second triple this week against the Flyboys, as Cam Murphy had one in the first game of the series from Danville. 2-2. Gets in the strike zone, just finds it in there. Yetter gets a strikeout, and there's one away in the bottom of the second inning. That is a triple by Phillips, by the way, because Canada never touched the ball. If it would have gone off his glove, I would have seen why it's an error, but it should have been caught. Probably didn't need a diving catch, but just missed. Regardless, it brought home a run, and however you want to score it, as the ball low, 1-0. Talking about Isaac Williams. Isaac Williams made some good plays last night defensively, but went just 1-for-4, did have an RBI, and struck out in last night's game. Has a 1-0 lead for the Elizabethan. As that one's hit up the middle, going to get in front of Campbell, and that's an RBI single to bring home Phillips, third hit of the inning, and it's a 2-0 lead for Elizabethan in the bottom of the second inning. Yet are struggling a little bit after a great first inning, giving up a double, a triple, and now a single, and two runs. So Rocaforte Jones will step in, and checking over on first will be Yetter. Brendan Jones, the left fielder, had a snow cone catch to end the first inning and take away a hit from Aiden Canada. 2-0 lead for the River Riders. That one's high, 1-0 from Yetter. Yetter has 31 pitches, 23 strikes, has 3 strikeouts, but again, the 3 hits in this inning scored 2 runs. And you're a diving catch away from Canada from getting 2 outs for the first is almost in time, but sliding in is Williams on your tag. Canada almost made a great throw to make up for it, but getting under the tag was Phillips by Will Brown. That would have been the second out of the inning. So there's only one. 1-0 is fouled off, and it goes out of play, 1-1. Let's get a lot of cars back in that area next to the Watauga Rip. Very dangerous area of the park, I feel like, if you're coming out to either watch baseball or watch or just hang out in the river, but it's a tough one. It's for a back to first. It's still 1-1. Like I said earlier, working at Carson Newman University at the softball field there at Carson Newman, the buses would park on the road, and there were several times after the bus would get hit about 2 pitches, and you slowly see the bus move. And very comical. 1-1 is that one's outside, 2-1. Probably the parking lot for this Elizabethan ballpark is way out of reach of any foul balls. Someone would have to get a hold of one and pull it hard to get to the parking lot here. So you're safe there. 2-1, that one jams him up. Sky high. Diaz is going to run over in the shade. Now caught off by Canada, and Canada makes the catch. And there's 2 away. Diaz couldn't see. There's still some shade right over there, but he ran right into the sun. And Canada had to come up and call it off. Diaz doesn't have glasses on the back of his hat. I don't know why he's not wearing them, but decided to let Canada get that one, 2 away, as Austin Rocaforte, as he checking at first, is Yetter. Rocaforte has batted well, .400 average this season, 1 home run. Coming back from an injury, made a great diving stop in the top of the second inning. Looks at that first pitch strike from Yetter, 0-1.
Over in Bluefield, did they have it tonight? 2-0 now after 3.
Big fan of Rocaforte and the shortstop Basler, both wearing the high blue socks. You saw McCoy wear the stirrups last night. The player rocking that look for the Flyboys is pitcher Sam Roberts. Is that one just misses low. Can't get the call. It is Brown, and it's 1-1. Haven't seen a whole lot of stirrups in the Abbey League. You've seen some high sock looks, but most of the guys for Greenville wearing the just long pants. The 1-1 coming and throwing up the first is Yetter. Greenville, oddly enough, as Elizabethan used to be the Elizabethan Twins, they're wearing the script, red and white numbers and cream colored pants, look like the old Elizabethan Twin uniforms. The 1-1 is fouled off. Kind of funny is the old Twins look coming out for Greenville here in Elizabethan. Meanwhile, wearing the navy hats with the gold E on front, with the all-white jerseys with River Riders written in blue with a gold trim across the chest, blue and gold numerals. The 1-2. That one's hit, and we'll go foul. Now play 1-2. Taking off on that play was Williams. The 1-2. Rocket 4A from Tomball, Texas. One of two players from Tomball Memorial High School on this River Rider team. Banged 267 last season for the Houston Baptist Huskies of the Southland Conference. The 1-2. In the dirt. Picked up by Brown. It's 2-2. Entering the seat. No catcher for the Flyboys this season. Has caught a runner stealing a base this season. The one time the Flyboys caught a runner stealing was Jack Liberio at Kingsport on the second day of the season. Throwing to Kennedy at first and then back to Alex Diaz at second. The 2-2, that one's sky high. Foul. Ankeny will watch it go out of play. Rocaforte and Yetter are battling. He's bad. Rocaforte, 33 runs scored, 23 RBI, 6 doubles, and 3 triples for the Husky. Cole Rodriguez, his teammate here at Elizabethton, was his teammate at Tomball High School in Texas. He plays at Toledo for the Rockets now. And for about the first is not in time from Yetter. Shade starting to come in. The entire infield covered in shade. So is right field. Kennedy and Campbell dealing with some of the sun in left and center field. It goes behind the trees here behind the ballpark. 2-2 pitch. That one's just up high, and the count runs full for Yetter. Payoff pitch coming to Rocaforte. Williams is going to take off here. A 3-2 count. He will. That one's hit up the middle. Diaz, diving stop, picks up for the first night in time. It goes wide of Ankeny. And that ball is going to be ruled dead as it bounces off, it's going to just bounce off the dugout. Throw was wide from Diaz. It would have been a tough play anyway. That's going to be an infield single for Rocaforte. That moves Williams all the way to third, so runners at the corners with two outs in the bottom of the second inning as it continues, and Besler back up to bat for the Flyboys. That was a ground out to short his last time up on a great play by Diaz. Diaz just couldn't quite make the throw there. Basler swings at the first pitch. Long hit, going to drop. One run's going to score. Sailor's coming up and throwing. Basler's got to stop halfway to second. That's an RBI single. Fifth hit of the inning already for the River Riders. Runners at the corners again with two outs, and it's a 3-0 lead. This is the offense you expected. As pitching coach Andy Collins is going to come out to talk to Yetter. The anticipated rotation of relievers is Cade Nelson, Nick Kyoto, Ryan Sweeney, and Sam Roberts. As there is some action in the bullpen, and it looks like it is Nelson warming up. As Yetter has gone 1 2/3 innings pitch. He's given up 5 hits, 3 runs, 3 of them earned. Does have the 3 strikeouts. He's been sitting the strikes on 43 pitches, 31 strikes, but has been struggling. That ERA back up to 8.10. Marcus Sanders will step in. He struck out his last time up, and Yetter needs that with runners at the corners and two away. An error on Diaz actually on that play as well. It's just out in the way, and it's 0-1. So there's a throwing error after Rocaforte single as the throwing error allowed Isaac Williams to advance. So just so everybody's clear on the scoring. 1-0. Sky high in the air. Brock Daniels is going to get underneath it, calls everyone off, and makes the catch. And the inning finally ends for the Flyboys, but not before the River Riders drop 3 runs and 5 hits on the Flyboys and take a 3-0 lead. River Riders off and rolling. Can the Flyboys answer? We'll find out together when we return to the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
There was a time when the best pork sausage came from a farm just down the road. A pork sausage so fresh, so flavorful, it always made breakfast the best meal of the day. You can still find that same farm fresh flavor today in every package of Swaggerty's Farm Premium Sausage, made using only the finest cuts of 100% fresh pork with no fillers added. It's quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Now available at your local grocer.
Alex Diaz steps in, and his team trails 3-0. Getting a throwing error, that allowed Wood, but would have been a heck of a play back in the second as big swing and a miss by Diaz, 0-1. Diaz did not start last night, had a night off. And Mack in playing short tonight. He's made some good defensive plays as well, batting 217 on the season. He got going at Bristol. Looking to keep it going offensively. 0-1. That one's high. 1-1. That one just misses. Bailey kind of shrugs at that one. He thought he got the edge, and I thought he did too, honestly, but may have just missed high. 1-1 coming to Diaz. That one's high, and it's 2-1. Bailey's fastball has been very efficient. He has a pair of strikeouts in this one, including back-to-back strikeouts. His last four batters have been retired for the Flyboys. They trail 3-0 in the top of the third inning. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. There's that fastball. It's 2-2. Bailey can hit 92 on a good day, possibly 94. Averages about high 80s, right about 90, as you can see why he is going to Clemson, but Farmer Memphis, nothing to sneeze at. Very good junior college in a tough region, in Region 10 of the NJCCA. The 2-2. That one's high. Count runs full. Bailey in danger of issuing his first walk of the game. He's hit one batter. Just clipped Brock Daniels and allowed one hit. But since then, has gotten four straight batters out for the Flyboys. The payoff pitch, hit by Diaz off the end of the bat, and we'll get out of play. That was pitch number 32, 20 strikes from B.J. Bailey so far in this one. I wonder how long he'll stay in there. This is our reaction to the Flyboys bullpen after Yetter gives up three runs. Payoff pitch, hit off the edge again. That was a little... Phillips thought that one was higher away, and then kind of laughed a little bit at the umpire, and him and the umpire share lives. Like, my bad, I thought that was right behind me, but it wasn't. Payoff pitch coming from Bailey to Diaz. Diaz hits that one foul, same spot. As has been at the same spot every single time. You saw Brock Daniels have an at-bat like that last night. Or Tom Jurak had an at-bat like that last night. This is the eighth pitch of the at-bat to start the top of the third inning. 3-0 lead for Elizabethton in this one. Payoff pitch. Just finds the corner of the strike zone. Diaz follows ball four, and he's going to have to walk back to the dugout. That's three straight strikeouts for B.J. Bailey. There's one away in top of the third inning for Canyon Brown. Canyon Brown, we talked about, he earned an award. He was named to the Collegiate Baseball Freshman All-American team, one of just five catchers that earned a national recognition after leading North Carolina A&T in triples, RBI as he looks at first pitch ball, and slugging percentage. Freetown Big South Rookie of the Week and was named Big South All-Freshman and All-Conference Honorable Mention a couple weeks ago. Brown looking to get something going this season, batting just 182. So that one almost hits him, and it's 2-0 on a little slider that moves. Cannon Brown making a start today at catcher. A 2-0. Off the end of the bat. Foul. 2-1. Bluefield still up 2-0 on Burlington. Bottom of the fourth inning. As the lone undefeated team in the East Division trails the lone winless team in the East Division. Pulaski up 4-0 on Princeton in the bottom of the third. Kingsport on top of Johnson City 1-0 in the top of the third. Johnson City has blown three leads, having a lead after six innings. As that one's hit, the bat breaks in half, and it will drop in left field. Kenyon Brown's bat just absolutely obliterated. It drops in front of the left field, just drops in no man's land, and that's a one-out single for Kenyon Brown. That ball exploded. The handle is gone, and the head of the bat went flying toward third base. Luckily, it didn't hit anybody. Man, I believe that's the first broken bat of the year by the Fly Boys. You've seen two broken. Danville had one just absolutely obliterate on Tuesday night. But it works out, and it's run at first for the Fly Boys from Saborn Campbell. Looks at that first pitch ball in the dirt, 1-0. Campbell grounded out to Rocaforte his last time up. Looks at 1-0. Hits that one to the outfield, and we'll go right to Williams as he just makes a couple of steps up, and there are two away in the top of the third inning. That brings up Brock Daniels. He reached. He got hit by a pitch, stole second, but was gunned out at home on a great throw by Morgan Calopi. And Calopi playing his first game in a River Rider uniform, his first game since April 12th after being injured, playing for the Indiana Hoosiers this past year. First pitch to Daniels, finds the bottom corner of the strike zone, and it's 0-1. That was Bailey's 42nd pitch. The 0-1 to Daniels, swing and a miss, blows it right by him in 0-2, but they're going to say, actually, I have a balk, so a balk on Elizabeth then, and Bailey does not like that call at all. So that's a balk to move Daniels over to second, and Daniels is in scoring position for the second time today. Pitch will not count. 0-1 to Daniels. That one's fouled off. Check swing. Daniels knows he just missed that one. It's out of play. Pardon me, Brown's over at second. Daniels is batting. Yeah, and if Daniels would have gotten a full swing on it, had a chance to possibly put it over the wall and make it a one-run game. Instead, it's an 0-2 count, two outs. Brown at second base. Daniels with the bat, the 0-2. That one almost hits Daniels in the head. He gets out of the way, and it's 1-2. That would have been the second time hit by a pitch, and that one would have absolutely plunked them. The first one just got underneath his elbow and probably did more damage to the catcher than it did to Daniels. That one would have plunked him. Had one hit plunk Will Brown on top of the helmet and made the loudest noise I've ever heard in a ballpark. He was fine, though, the 1-2. That one's just fouled. Daniels reached for that one and just got the tip of the bat on it and fouls it off. Danville now has a 1-0 lead on Bristol in the bottom of the third. Bristol, of course, State Liners will host Elizabeth in a two-game series this weekend. Johnson City comes to Greenville for a two-game series starting tomorrow with Firework Friday. First pitch set for 7 o'clock. Hope you can make it out to Pioneer Park. Get your tickets now. Flyboysbaseball.com. The 1-2, two outs. Top of the third inning. Runner at second's Brown. Brock Daniels at the plate. A 1-2 pitch. Just misses high, and it just missed. Now I think Daniels thought it was a strike too, but now it's deuces wild for number two, Brock Daniels. That's one of the closest balls I've seen called today. 2-2, Daniels steps in. 2-2. Allen misses outside, and the count runs full. I wonder if Brown will try to take off a third on a ball here, but Brown does have the speed to get the third. See what happens here. Payoff pitch from B.J. Bailey. Swing and a miss. Bailey comes up clutch, gets his fourth strikeout of the contest, and keeps the Fly Boys off the board again. Heading to the bottom of the third inning, Elizabethton still up 3-0. This is the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, you can't bring new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery into work.
Why? They got smoking hot top prizes. Hey, look, I won!
Oh, what have you done?
Huh, guess they were hotter than I thought.
Heat up your wallet with all-new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery, and you can win scorching hot top prizes up to $500,000, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Please play responsibly.
Three nothing lead for Elizabethton as Brian Yetter back out there after a rough second inning. Gave up 3 runs, 5 hits in that second frame. That's how the River Riders have a 3-0 lead here in the bottom of the third inning of this second game of a 2-game series. The Fly Boys have not swept anyone this season. They were swept by the Kingsport, split with Bristol, split with Danville. Stopped the River Riders' 3-game win streak last night. Greenville looks to get to 500, as they sit at 3-4, and Morgan Calopi steps up for the second time today, struck out his first time up. That one's in the dirt, 1-0. That was the pitch, 40. Goes the pitch from Yetter, and therefore strike 1-1. Colby made a great defensive play, gunning out Brock Daniels to save a run. In his first action since April 12th. 1-1, big swing and a miss. Nice move on that pitch from Yetter, and it's 1-2. Colby comes to the Hoosiers in the Big Ten Conference. Here's the 1-2 from Yetter. In the dirt, blocked by Canyon Brown, but no runs will advance because no runs are on. It's 2-2. Sun starts the set here in Elizabethton as a decent crowds come in. A good group of Flyboy fans coming in. Glad y'all could join us and make the road trip up to Elizabethton. Hopefully we can see you at Pioneer Park tomorrow. A 2-2. Little low, just misses. Yetter shakes it off and the count runs full. That was a good pitch. Galopi held off. The full payoff pitch almost hits Calopi, and that'll be a walk. First walk of the day issued by Brian Yetter, and Calopi's on with a leadoff walk in the bottom of the third inning. More action starting to get going in the Fly Boys bullpen. You got to wonder if Caden Nelson will be coming in a lot earlier than anticipated. Here comes Harrison Rogers. He had a double that almost was a home run. No, this went off the bottom of the wall in center field. This looks at that first pitch low for a ball. Came around to score off the triple by Phillips. Pitches, 34 strikes by Yetter so far in this one. He does have 3 strikeouts in 2 innings of work. 1-0. Allen's fouled off, stays off the netting. And it's 1-1. The net hangs over the top of this field to try to keep balls in play there, ricocheted back, and it's a great job of doing that. Of course, you have the Watauga River right to third base line, so some balls can pull up there and Wonder if some free souvenirs. That one's hit. That one's going to hang. No doubt about that one. That one's gone. A two-run bomb to right by Harrison Rogers. So after just up, he nails that one over the bullpen of the River Riders. And that one's gone. It's a 5-0 lead for Elizabethton. No doubter. We'll have to look at Abbey League data on Twitter later. That thing was gone. Knocked over the old wall in right field where it's 350 at that area. And we'll say it's over 350 feet. That was a absolute bomb. 5-0 lead and a ball from by Yetter to Phillips. Greenville's bullpen. It's getting set, and that one's skied high. Diaz is going to run in, call everyone off, and Diaz can't make the play. Diaz couldn't find it. Diaz called everyone off. The ball hanging in the air, and the inning continues with nobody out, and that's probably going to do it for Yetter. Just a little bloop, infield singles. Diaz couldn't find it. And that might be it for Yetter as he still on the hook for the runner at first. But in two innings of work, he's given up 7 hits, 5 runs, all of them earned, 1 walk and 3 strikeouts and a balk today. That's going to do it for Yetter. As we will take a break, tell you about the new hurler for the Flyboys when we return. Elizabethton up 5-0. This is the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
There was a time when the best pork sausage came from a farm just down the road. A pork sausage so fresh, so flavorful, it always made breakfast the best meal of the day. You can still find that same farm fresh flavor today in every package of Swaggerty's Farm Premium Sausage, made using only the finest cuts of 100% fresh pork with no fillers added. It's quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Now available at your local grocer.
Five nothing lead for Elizabethton as Nick Kyoto will step in. He earned a win back against the Bristol State Liners on Sunday. And he comes in down 5-0 after the bomb to right field by Rogers and as a runner on. Can't close the book on Yetter yet as a runner at first. First pitch from Kyoto, nice curveball, but misses, and it's 1-0 to Brennan Orff. Orff struck out his last time up. As 7 hits already for the River Riders. This is the offense we expected to see last night from them, as that pitch misses outside 2-0. Kyoto, the left-hander from Rowan College of South Jersey, Cumberland. 2-0 pitch. Missed, actually gets the strike zone. Delayed call there. Found just from Kyoto. 5-0 lead for Elizabethton in the third inning. Nobody out. 2-1. That one's in the dirt, blocked by Brown, and he picks it up, and it's 3-1. But Kyoto in danger of issuing his first walk of the contest. Flyboys looking to get their first sweep of the season. Elizabethan looking to avoid being swept for the first time this year. 3-1 pitch. Swung on. That was a slow change, and Orff was late out in, or was out in front of, excuse me, and now count runs full. Had a chance for elevation and detonation on that one, but couldn't grab that one. Count runs full. A payoff pitch coming from Kyoto. In the dirt, and that's a walk. Ball four, and the inning continues with nobody out for the River Riders. So a walk, a two-run homer, a single that should have been out, but Diaz couldn't find the ball. It landed behind him. And now a walk as nobody out in the third inning, and Isaac Williams steps up to bat. And an RBI single back in the second. That made it 3-0. First pitch from Kyoto to Williams is high, 1-0. Kyoto has thrown 7 pitches, just 2 strikes. So 1-0 coming from Kyoto. This is high, 2-0. It's now 3 straight balls thrown by Kyoto and danger of walking the bases loaded in an inning where the Elizabethans already scored a pair of runs, 2-0. That one's going to reach for and fouled off behind the plate, and it's 2-1. Kingsport Johnson City tied at 1. Johnson City looking to win their first game of the season. They have blown 3 straight leads in the final 3 innings so far. The 2-1. That one's hit off the end of the bat by Williams. Ankeny fun. Great awareness from Ankeny. He was playing deep in the infield and had to run all the way over and makes the catch. And finally, there's an out in the third inning. Rogers' home run hit the back of the clubhouse for Elizabethan. That might be the deepest one in the ballpark this season is what they're telling us. It was a bomb over the right field line. Here comes Jones stepping in. He is 0 for 1 today with a 0 for 1, excuse me. The 1-0. I only guess never a strike. 1-1. Kyoto's going to throw that breaking ball and try to get some guys to chase. He's not as deliberate or as straightforward with his pitches as most of this pitching staff. And kind of throws off the batter a bit. The 1-1. That one hangs in the air. That one's going to hit and going to drop. One run is going to score as the ball rounds all the way to third. Another run's going to score, and it's a 7-0 lead. And the River Riders lead by a touchdown here in the third inning. One of those runs is going to go to Yetter. And the other run will go to Kyoto after he gives up his first hit of the game. And two RBI double by Jones, and the River Riders are up by 7 in the bottom of the third inning. That brings up Rocaforte up the bat. 4 runs in this inning. First pitch, Rocaforte's in 0-1. Forte a single. Last time up, beat out the throw by Diaz. 0-1. Fouls that one. Excuse me, that's going to stay in the air, going to hang up. Sailor's going to run over, and no tag up by Jones. And there's 2 away in the third. And Peyton Basler's up to bat for the third time again already tonight. Third at bat already. He's 1 for 2 of an RBI single. Is Basler. His first pitch to Basler. He fouls on off toward the dugout, and Shamar Dalton gets out of the way of that one. So did Carson Jacobs. Trying to avoid that one. Is Greenville down by a touchdown here in the bottom of the third inning? The 0-1, that one's high, and it's 1-1. Just three batters for the River Riders have failed to record a hit so far. Only four batters have failed to score a run. The 1-1, Jones going to take off for the third is not in time. That's a stolen base by Jones, and he's now 90 feet away from making an 8-0 game. Got a big lead, and it's now a 1-2 count to Jones. That was big, still a third of two outs, but it's a 1-2 count now from Kyoto. That one's going to hit into the air, going to hang up, and will drop, and so the play pays off by Jones. Another RBI single for Basler, and it's 8-0 in the bottom of the third inning. Little bloop single from Basler. He's got two RBIs tonight, and it's been a rough one so far for the Fly Boys in this one. And the Riders are still hitting in the third. Here comes Sanders. That first pitch is high, 1-0. If Sanders reaches, the River Riders will have batted around successfully in this inning. As Kalapi started off the inning with a walk. Brian Yetter started this inning, 0-1-0. Now he misses outside, now 2-0. Strikes. It's going to have two hits, two runs, one walk. 2-0. Outside for the first is not in time. I think he actually drops the ball on the pitch out. That was a good throw by Brown, but getting back in time was Basler. It's a 3-0 count now. Sanders looking to get on the base. 3-0. Gets in there, 3-1. Sanders reaches. He's the ninth River Rider to reach base already. Again, it's just the bottom of the third inning. 3-1. That one just misses. That's the second walk of the inning issued by Kyoto. And there are runners at first and second in the bottom of the third inning as it continues here. And batting around as Kalapi will step in. Kalapi. Pardon me, drew a walk and came around the score to start off this third inning. That one's hit the middle to Diaz. Diaz will make the throw to second, and mercifully the inning ends after the River Riders drop a five spot on the Fly Boys, and after three innings played, it's an 8-0 lead for Elizabethan. So some work to do for sure for the Fly Boys. See what happens here when we return. Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
In need of home improvements such as decks, gutters, roofs, remodels, and more? Energy Home Solutions is your local family-owned construction company that gets the job done the first time around by creating your vision one step at a time. We offer fair pricing and quality work to the customer's satisfaction. Check us out today at EHSTN.com or call for a free estimate at 423-823-9006.
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send bad texts.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Well, Bubba's got some work to do. Now, 8-0 after just three innings of play. This is tough already. But Bo Ankeny, he's the guy you want up. He has two home runs this season, so if he can get anything started, this is the guy you want today. Has a single. Would have been RBI single if not for a play by Kalopi as he checks swing, hangs in the air, and Basler catches it, and that's been the kind of day for the Fly Boys. in this one. That was a conservative swing for the Flyboys, Ankeny, and that's the first out of the fourth inning. That's now. For me, that's three straight batters retired now. Got about the single by Brown. Only two hits for the Flyboys so far in this one. Nine hits already for Elizabethton as Kennedy hits that one. First pitch swinging there and two pitches away in this inning, and there's two outs for the Flyboys in top of the fourth inning. That one went right to Rocaforte, and it's been tough for the Flyboys in this one. Avery Collins will step in. He grounded out to second his last time up. A great diving stop made by Rocaforte. Here's the pitch right down the middle, and it's strike 0-1. So not first pitch. That one gets the corner of the strike zone, and it's 0-2. So Bailey could have a five-pitch inning. He can get the strikeout here. That was pitch number 52 for him, 34 strikes. He's got four strikeouts, thus the Clemson commit from Spartanburg Methodist College, the 0-2. And that was a hanging ball, and that one gets outside 1-2. So not a perfect five-strike inning for Bailey, but looks to come back here on the sixth pitch of the inning to Collins. The 1-2. He's fouled off. Collins stays alive. Says a 1-2. Kind of stepped into that one. Looked a little bit like a softball slap hitter. So he had to reach out for that one to just get a piece of it and stay alive. The 1-2 with two outs. Swing and a miss. Collins goes around. That's strikeout number five for Bailey, and that's a 1-2-3 inning. And the Flyboys can't get cut into this lead. Can the River Riders extend this 8-0 lead? We'll find out together when we return. This is the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
I didn't have it prepped. I have a good idea.
In need of home improvements such as decks, gutters, roofs, remodels, and more? Energy Home Solutions is your local family-owned construction company that gets the job done the first time around by creating your vision one step at a time. We offer fair pricing and quality work to the customer's satisfaction. Check us out today at ehstn.com or call for a free estimate at 423-823-9006.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Five boys down, 4-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. It's been a rough night, but when it's a rough night and you need something to drink, it's Wicked Weed is what you need to reach for. Wicked Weed is the official craft beer for the Greenville Flyboys since 2012. Wicked Weed has been pushing the envelope, crafting unique beers with bold flavors for the forward drinker. Find your new favorite on draft at Pioneer Park or at your local retailer today. Maybe you can find some of those at Pioneer Park tomorrow or this weekend. Start of a six-game homestand for the Flyboys. Fireworks Friday tomorrow night. Game starts at 7 o'clock, and then Margaritaville night on Saturday. We'll have some drink specials for you. And, of course, a Jimmy Buffett tribute band after the game performing on the field at Pioneer Park. And then after an off day Sunday, we have two games on Monday and Tuesday and games on Wednesday and Thursday at Pioneer Park. You can get your tickets now at flyboysbaseball.com. But for some reason, you can't come out. Flyboys Broadcast Network is here for you. And we thank you for listening to us tonight and watching us when we're back at Pioneer Park. Caden Nelson now out the pitch for the Flyboys. And so close the door in Kyoto. He goes just an inning, gives it two hits, two runs, both were earned, and walked a pair. Already goes to the bullpen. Are the Flyboys down 8-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Willie Mays or Alex
And Harrison Rogers is part of that. Yeah, two-run bomb over the right field fence, over the old right field fence. So looks like that first pitch strike from Nelson. Should have had two home runs, but that one, the first swing, hit the bottom of the fence underneath the scoreboard. The 0-1 in the dirt from Nelson. It's 1-1. Halfway to a cycle is Rogers. Just needs a single and a triple. He could possibly do it. Is it just the fourth inning, the 1-1? It's just the bottom of the fourth inning here. 8-0 lead for the River Riders. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Good pitch by Nelson, and that's now 2-2. Okay, Nelson from Gateway Community College out in Arizona. Played for the Geckos this season. 2-2. In the dirt, and the count runs full. Three walks issued so far by the pitching staff of the Flyboys. Three strikeouts, all by Yetter. Payoff pitch. That one's hit on the line. Saborn Campbell's going to run all the way to the wall and makes the catch. So that's been every single hit by Rogers has been toward the wall. And if it wasn't for the height of the wall and the slight distance of the wall, that would have been home run number two of the day. At least a double if Campbell wasn't there. So Rogers has been feeling it today at the plate, but luckily for the Flyboys, there's one out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Nelson's first pitch to Phillips, high 1-0. Phillips had a single, and guess what? Came around the score back in the third for a five-run score in the third inning as he fouls that one off toward the river, 1-1. Lights coming on now. Sun's still out. Sun's setting. And it's what's been a gorgeous day here in the Tennessee River Valley. And no winds. Winds died down as that ball's out 2-1. The wind was blustering for a bit earlier. The flagpole was blowing out to center. Now it's just a dead no wind now. So that makes Rogers' home run more impressive. 2-1. That one swung underneath, going to hang in the air. Kean Saylor is going to run underneath it and will make the catch. And there's two away quickly here in the fourth inning. As good news, that's now four straight batters retired by the River Riders. Of the River Riders. That's what you got to do if you're the Flyboys. Just keep them off the board. But you got to get your... First pitch to Orf is away, 1-0. Orf reached on a walk and came around the score back in the third inning. Pitch finds the corner of the strike zone, and it's 1-1. It's Cade Nelson's trying to find a little bit of a groove here. Little 1-1 from Nelson. Outside 2-1. Nelson, big body of Gateway Community College. We have two players that played for the Geckos last season and playing here in Greenville this summer. A 2-1. Finds the bottom of the strike zone. Good placement of that pitch. And now it's deuces wild from Nelson. The 2-2 pitch. And the dirt count runs full. Nelson steps in looking for his first strikeout of the day and looking to hold Elizabethan off the board. Payoff pitch coming. Way outside, that's a two-out walk issued by Nelson. And North draws his second straight walk of the contest. Now I'll bring up Isaac Williams. Williams popped out the foul territory to Bo Ankeny. That was the first out of the third inning. Also, it's an RBI single today, and so, yeah, I think if Williams hits one deep enough, there's a chance for Orff to come around and score. First pitch coming almost hits Williams, and it's 1-0. Already some action in the Greenville bullpen warming up, and this is not what you want to see after using a bunch of pitchers on Tuesday and using three pitchers last night. 1-0. Hit up the middle, right over to Daniels, but goes off his glove. That's probably going to be an infield single. Maybe an error. It just depends. Daniels could have had the play. It just went off the edge of it. And they're going to rule an error on Daniels. That's Daniels, unfortunately. That's his third error of the past three games. Daniels has been normally sure-handed, but kind of struggling a little bit. Two errors now for the Fly Boys in this one. That first pitch from Nelson is high for a ball from Brendan Jones. Two runners at on base with after two outs, reaching on a walk and an error. The inning should be over. The 1-0 fouled off, and it's 1-1. Jones, a two RBI double, and stole third his last time up. Came around to score off the RBI single by Basler in the third inning. This has been a rough day for the Fly Boys. Down 8-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. The 1-1. Fouled off, and Nelson's a strike away from getting out of this jam.
I'm not going to lie. I'm pulling for them. I really am. They've had it so tough.
Bluefield up 2-0 on Burlington. Bottom of the sixth inning. Bluefield looking for that first win. Johnson City tied with Kingsport 1-1. They're also looking for their first win. They're playing the two undefeated teams left in the Appy League. 7-0 versus 0-7. Here's the 1-2 coming from Nelson. Of high 2-2. Pulaski up 4-0 on Princeton. And Danville up 1-0 on Bristol. Bottom of the fourth here, an 8-0 lead for Elizabethton in this one on the Greenville Flyboys. Deuce is wild, 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Nelson comes back with a strikeout of his own and keeps the River Riders off the board. We played four. Elizabethton's up 8-0. Let's see what the offense can do for the Fly Boys in return. Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Forge Construction Solutions is your local trusted exterior remodeling company, specializing in building decks, porches, garages, and room additions. Over a decade, they have a high customer return rate and are BBB accredited. So give Schwartz Construction Solutions a call to discuss your next project.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
A nothing lead for the River Riders. Heading to the top of the fifth inning after Caden Nelson thus shut down the River Riders with a strikeout in the frame. And there's plenty of time left for the Fly Boys. But looking around the rest of the league, Bluefield now in the top of the seventh, up 2-0 on Burlington. Bluefield has not won a game. They're 0-7. Burlington 7-0. And then in Johnson City, the Doughboys are tied with the Kingsport Axemen at one, top of the fifth. The Doughboys are 0-7, and the Axemen are 7-0. Johnson City comes to Greenville this weekend for a two-game series beginning on Friday. So Keyon Saylor looking to get something started for the Fly Boys, down 8-0. In this one, only two hits so far today, as that one's high, 1-0 from B.J. Bailey. Bailey had a good day, has five strikeouts, giving up just two hits. He's hit a batter and has one balk last inning. The 1-0, fouled off by Saylor, 1-1. This right now is one of those where you'll just get back to the lab again for Jermaine Curtis and his crew tomorrow when you're at home. But still plenty of time. There's a lot of game left, and the Fly Boys can come back. That one almost hits Saylor. It's 2-1. Came back from a 4-0 deficit on opening night, but then, of course, blew the lead, falling to Kingsport 10-9. Came back from a 3-1 deficit against Danville earlier this week. 2-1, almost hit Sailor again. It's 3-1, so there is a pitcher warming up for the River Rage in the bullpen. See if Bailey can go 5 innings. Sailor will step in, looking at a 3-1 count. Only 3 base runners all night for the Fly Boys. Sailor looking to beat their 4th one. 3-1. Foul off, the count runs full. Great defensive plays again by the River Riders. Peyton Basler again. Austin Rocaforte. And, of course, Morgan Calliope gunning out Daniels at home to save a run. And then a diving catch by the left fielder, Brendan Jones. Elizabethan's just been firing on all cylinders on offense and defense today. Payoff pitch to Sailor is sky high, foul out of play, and remains a full count. And solid crowd has come in to see the River Riders and the Fly Boys play each other in their second meeting of the season. 8-0 lead for Elizabethan. Payoff pitch. That's high, and Sailor draws a leadoff walk. And maybe that's the spark needed for the Fly Boys, and they need a whole lot of sparks in this one right now, down 8-0 in the top of the 5th inning. So Will Brown will step up. Struck out his last time up. This is just the second time up for batter, except for two. He's batted 3 times, and he fouls that one off his foot. That's 0-1. That was pitch number 63 for Bailey, 40 strikes. That fastball has been working for him. The Woodruff High School product and the Clemson commit. It's done well. Sailor over at first base. And that one's going to hit Brown. That's the second batter that has been hit today by Bailey. And all of a sudden, there are two runners aboard, with nobody out for the Fly Boys and for Alex Diaz. Looks like the catcher Phillips is going to go out and talk to his pitcher, get him to calm down a bit after issuing a walk and a hit batter back-to-back. He's been great. 64 pitches, 40 strikes, 5 strikeouts. Has hit 2 batters. Does have a balk to his credit, but the most important number of any pitcher is keeping Fly Boys off the board. That's all you can ask for if you're John Chalupa of that pitching staff for the River Riders, looking to get back in the win column after having that 3-game win streak ended last night. First pitch, Bailey comes right back with a strike. It's 0-1. Diaz 0-1 has committed one error on a throw and missed a high fly ball, just landed behind him for an infield single back in the third. 0-1, swing and a miss. Bailey's coming quick, 0-2, after that high heat blows right by Diaz. It's turned to a beautiful night, Elizabeth. It's going to get down to 53 degrees. For that in June is amazing. Wish that weather would stay all season long. Unfortunately, when we get to the dog days of summer in July, it's going to be about 83 when the sun sets. So that one's outside 1-2. One, two pitch coming. Yaz. Sting down 8-0, but that's runners at first and second. Looking to chop away at this Elizabethan lead. Bailey will check it around at second. The 1-2. That one's outside. Now 2-2. There is an arm warming up in the bullpen of the River Riders. So lights are on. Same lights on at the Beer Garden Terrace. On the third base and first base line. It's a beautiful night for baseball. 2-2 pitch. Fouled off, and Diaz will stay alive. Bristol's now taking a 2-1 lead on Danville in top of the sixth. Still 2-0 lead for Bluefield over Burlington. Top seventh, and a 1-1 tie right now in the bottom of the fifth between Johnson City and Kingsport. So both winless teams in the Appy League. Looking to get the first wins over the two undefeated teams. The 2-2 coming from Bailey to Diaz. Here's the pitch. That one just misses low and away, and it's a full count again. And this could walk the bases loaded, and that would be huge for the Fly Boys because of one swing of the bat by Canyon Brown, who's on deck, could cut the lead in half. Here's the payoff pitch from Bailey. And Diaz just gets to the edge of the bat on that one, fouls it off. That was pitch number 71 for Bailey. Starting to get toward the end, and love to get ground ball to get double play and possibly get out of this inning with Brown, Canyon Brown on deck. The payoff pitch from Bailey. Up high and away, and that's another walk issued. And the bases are loaded for the Fly Boys here in the top of the fifth inning. Now, Coach Chalupa is going to come out and talk to it real quick. So that's Bailey's probably going to stay in. It's gone four innings, issuing five strikeouts, a pair of walks, has hit two batters, and has a balk. He's given up only two hits. Most importantly, he's given up zero runs, and there's a Greenville Flyboy running out to the outfield, or running out to the bullpen as well. It's number 22 for the Flyboys. This is a long conversation with Coach Chalupa and Bailey. Bailey, this will be pitch number 73 coming forward with 44 strikes. Bases are loaded. Again, any base would be an out, which is good for the River Riders. But Canyon Brown at the bat as he has a single to his credit earlier in this game. Batting one for one. If he can get one to the outfield, that will score at least one and cut into this deficit. As the bases are loaded for the Collegiate Baseball All-Freshman All-American, North Carolina A&T. Looking to get a spark for the Fly Boys offense. His first pitch, swings at that one up the middle, going to go to the shortstop. Player to second for one, no for the first, so a run's going to score on the ground, the outfielder's choice. So Canyon Brown's productive fielder's choice gets in the first. That was a slow roller to Basler. And runners are at the corners with one out, but most importantly for the Fly Boys, cuts the lead to seven. Here comes Saborn Campbell up the bat. He is 0 for 2 tonight. And if he can hit one to the outfield, that'll be another run scored, and the lead starts to decrease a little bit for Fly Boys. That one's chopped one for the first. It is not in time. And another run's going to score off of the back-to-back fielder's choices. Score two runs. And there are two away in the top of the fifth inning. So no hits this inning for the Fly Boys, but you scored two runs. And if you're the River Riders, you're getting two outs and keep a six-run lead. You have enough of a cushion where you can kind of do whatever you want if you're Elizabethton up by six runs. But, again, there are four innings left for the Fly Boys. Daniel's going to hit that one to the outfield on a line. Drops in front of Williams. Saborn Campbell's going around second. He's going to go to third. Daniel's going to go to second, and Daniels is out. I don't know why Daniels decided to go to second. The throw was already in from Williams to the third baseman for Elizabethton. Rogers, and Rogers just threw it back to Basler. So that's going to be a hit, but then he's gunned out second, and the mental mistake by Daniels may have cost another run for the Fly Boys with two outs, but The Flyboys do score a pair off the back-to-back fielder's choices by Canyon Brown and Saborn Campbell and cut the lead to 6 runs. Head to the bottom of the fifth. Can the Flyboys stay on defense and keep the River Rage off the board? Let's find out together when we return on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
We're completely ready to adopt a teen.
Or late nights writing English papers.
Or your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
Time changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Leading off, Warrior River Riders. Second baseman, number 7, Austin.
Bottom of the fifth, Flyboys cut the lead down to 8-2 as Austin Rocaforte steps in. Kate Nelson kept Elizabethan off the scoreboard in his last inning of work. Makes it a strikeout to end the frame as Rocaforte reaches for that one, fouls it off 0-1. Rocaforte made some great defensive plays, also has a single tonight. 1-for-2. He flew out to Sailor his last time up. The 0-1 coming from Nelson. That one's fouled off and out of play toward the Watsuga River, and it's 0-2. Dr. Forte, first game back after injury, and he's looked phenomenally for this Bethton. Great defensive plays, and has a hit. The 0-2. That one almost hit. Rocaforte misses high, 1-2. Bristol has dropped 4-5 runs on Danville to take a 5-1 lead in the bottom of the sixth inning. And Bluefield is still up on Burlington, 2-0, bottom 7. 1-2 is hit sky high and out play. 1-2. So getting late for the Sock Puppets up in Bluefield. Kingsport and John City still tied at 1, top 6. Princeton scored a run on the River Turtles. It's a 4-1 lead for Pulaski. 8-2 lead for Elizabethan. Bottom of the fifth inning. The 1-2 from Nelson. Hit up the middle. Going to go right to Sailor. Sailor's right there again. Makes the play. Sailor had to make a few steps over on a line drive to make the out. And that's the second straight time Sailor has been able to put away Rocaforte. And the top of the order is coming up for the fourth time today. Here in the fifth inning as Peyton Basler last night had a rough night at the plate. Today, he's 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs, back-to-back RBI singles. Takes a big swing and a miss on a nice pitch from Nelson. Nelson's come in. He's thrown 29 pitches, 16 strikes, and has 1 strikeout. And an inning and a third of work. The 0-1 finds the strike zone, and it's now 0-2. Nelson up quickly. Looking to preserve some arms for the Flyboys as they will have 2 games, take a day off, and then have 4 more games next week at home. As a big swing and a miss, 1-2-3. Down goes Basler on strikes. Second strike out of the game for Nelson, and there's 2 away in the bottom of the fifth inning for Marcus Sanders. And Sanders is a guy you feel like is a guy who can, if he can get going, would be phenomenal for this team. He looks at ball 1-0. Walked his last time up, was stranded at second base. Also has a strikeout tonight. The 1-0. That one's hit right to Diaz. It gets off the hop. Bobbles it. Throw to the first is not in time. That should be Probably a single. That was a laser right there. I would rule that an infield single. That was a tough play either way. Diaz, that one got laced to him, and that's going to be ruled a hit. That's the 10th hit of the game for the River Riders. First of the night for Sanders. And it comes with two outs in the fifth as Calopi steps in. Diaz knocked it down to preserve as that one just finds the bottom of strike zone. Calopi, it's 0-1. That was a laser of a shot, and Diaz did all he could do. So Diaz avoids getting charged with his second error of the night. We're back over the first to check on Sanders, and he's back safely. Run scored, drew a walk, struck out once. 8-2 lead for the Flyboy, for the River Riders. That's a strike in there, and so 0-2. Flyboys came back from down by 4 against Kingsport and down by 2 against Danville, but this is the largest deficit they have faced this season. They were down by, they lost by 7 to Danville the other night. The 0-2. Misses high, and it just missed. But Nelson kind of agrees. He didn't think that was a strike himself either, and it's 1-2. Normally you see guys kind of walk off and think, yeah, that's a strike in the three, but Nelson's kind of stood there. Sun starts to go down. It gets a lot cooler here. 1-2, swing and a miss. That's not going to matter on the steal. Second strikeout of the inning for Nelson, and that ends the fifth frame. And once again, the Flyboys keep the River Riders off the scoreboard as we played 5. Elizabethan up 8-2. Let's see if the Flyboys can cut into the lead again. We return the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Two lead for the River Riders heading to the top of the sixth inning. And a new pitcher on for Elizabethan is number 36, Gilbert Saunders III from the Hill School of Pennsylvania. Gilbertsville, Pennsylvania native. He's a high school senior there and is committed to the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Big bodied pitcher, 6'4", 265 pounds. He'll come in to close the book on Bailey. He goes 5 innings of phenomenal work, gives up 3 hits, 2 runs, walks 2, strikes out 5, hit 2 batters and recorded a balk, but Bailey was working until that 5th inning. So Gilbert Saunders gets set. So high school senior's got a 6-run cushion to try to keep the Flyboys in check. And fans, tomorrow night when you are over at Pioneer Park, make sure you stop by, get yourself a nice juicy Elm Helm hot dog. Elm Helm, the official hot dog of the Greenville Flyboys. Check them out tomorrow night at Pioneer Park, 7 o'clock game against Johnson City. What more could you want out of baseball? Fireworks, hot dogs, what more could you want? Here's Bo Ankeny to lead off the second as that first pitch from Saunders is high, and it's 1-0. So Ankeny check swing on the first pitch his last time up, ground out the short. The 1-0, big swing and a miss. Nice movement on that pitch by Saunders, and it's 1-1. Nagany wants to crush one. He has two home runs to lead the Fly Boys this season. He'd love to get his third here and make it a five-run ball game. The 1-1 gets in the strike zone, and it's 1-2. Saunders a big guy, and he can throw strikes. Looking to record some more here on the 1-2. Ankeny gets underneath that one. It's going to hang high in the air. Badger's going to get caught off by Jones, and Jones makes the catch. And there's one away in the top of the sixth inning. Brings up Aiden Canaday. And Aiden today, unfortunately, is 0-for-2. He swung at the first pitch he saw his last time up and grounded out to Rocaforte at second. Part of a seven-pitch inning for B.J. Bailey. Canaday steps in. Here's the pitch, and that one's outside 1-0. Johnson City, it's the sixth inning, and Johnson City has blown another lead, or a tie. It was tied at 1 in the sixth, and Kingsport now leads it 2-1, top of the sixth, and the bases are low with nobody out. The 1-0, that one's away in the dirt, 2-0. Johnson City has struggled and to close out games recently. They have blown three leads in the final three innings, three straight games, including two games here at Elizabethton, one of which was a walk-off home run for the River Riders a couple of nights ago. 2-0. Misses, and it's a 3-0 count. Bluefield still up a berth and 2-0. The bottom of the seventh inning, so win to keep. And keep knock Burlington out of the ranks of the unbeaten. The 3-0 coming from Saunders. Way outside, that's a four-pitch walk. Canada is going to reach for the first time today with one away in the top of the sixth inning. That brings up Avery Collins, doesn't it, here? 0-for-2, a strikeout today. Batting average down to a paltry 333 this season. Having a heck of a start against Bristol and Danville. Got to calm down a little bit. Elizabethan looking for a ground ball to get out of this inning as that one's away. 5-0, and that's five straight balls pitched by Saunders. Nine pitches, just three strikes so far for Saunders. He's going to throw back to first. That's a slow throw to first, and Canada gets in there safely. Danville's answered back. They've scored a pair on Bristol. It's 5-3, bottom of the sixth. Up in Virginia. Pulaski, meanwhile, scored two to take a 6-1 lead on Princeton. Bottom six. 8-2 lead for Elizabethan here as that one's fouled off. And out of play by Collins, 1-1. Pair of runs scored by the Flyboys in top of the fifth have made this a 6-run game, but Brock Daniels was gunned out going for two. Second time he's been gunned out from the outfield tonight. You gotta wonder if he could reach there. I scored the run earlier and then reached second. It was for about the first, not in time. Possibly have a chance to make it an 8-4 game. At least 8-3 for sure. And this lead would be cut in half. Instead, it's an 8-2 lead in the top of the sixth inning. The 1-1. Big swing and a miss. Nice pitch by Saunders. It's 1-2. Daniels made some mental errors recently. Had an error in this game. Then had the base running error, but still hitting well. Still been a big asset for the Flyboys. It's all just a step off. Batting 375. This season has a hit today as well. 1-2 pitch coming from Saunders with a runner at first. After the walk, the 1-2, that one misses out, and it's 2-2. Saunders heading to the Minnesota Golden Gophers of the Big Ten Conference. The Pennsylvania native going to head up north to the Twin Cities, the 2-2. Nice pitch that broke but didn't break enough, and now the count runs full toward Collins. Let's see if Canada tries to steal here. He takes a pretty big lead at first. Payoff pitch coming to Collins. Way outside, back-to-back walks issued by Saunders. And once again, the Fly Boys are working here, being patient at the plate, drawing back-to-back walks, and there's only one away in the top of the sixth inning for Kian Saylor. So two walks for Saunders, and only two walks issued for Bailey in five innings, and Saunders has gone just a third of an inning, and 14 pitches, just five strikes, struggling to find the strike zone right now. Saylor is 0 for 1 today, has a run scored, and drawing a walk. His last time up, and looks like a first pitch strike 0-1, so Saunders gets a strike.
It's the same story, different day with Johnson City. Kingsport has put up a five spot.
Well, Johnson City has allowed now five runs with nobody out, and Kingsport's up 6-1. Johnson City looks like they're going to fall to 0-8, unless they can get something going late. That one's away, 1-1. Tough year for the Doughboys. Right now, the Doughboys will head to Greenville this weekend for a two-game series in the first battle of the boys this season. Of course, it's Firework Friday in your park. 7 o'clock, first start. FlyBoysBaseball.com for tickets. 1-1, Saylor hits that one over to second. Rocca Forte makes the stop for the first for the out. That's a great play by Rocca Forte. The back is fine. As he goes deep in the infield, makes the diving stop for the first to get the out. It does move runners over, but that saves it from being a bases loaded situation for one out for Will Brown. And now just runs at second and third with two away. Heck of a play by Austin Rocca Forte. Now Will Brown will step in with two outs. Top of the sixth inning, runs at second and third, looking to cut into this River Rider lead. First pitch from Saunders outside. It's 1-0. Brown, 0-1 tonight, does have a run scored. Reached on a hit by pitch his last time up. The 1-0. That one's high, 2-0. Saunders has thrown 19 pitches, 7 strikes. Got some help from his defense to get out of this jam as Elizabethan's starting to get moving in their bullpen. Looking to throw some more strikes to Saunders, but again, no runs yet for the Fly Boys in this inning. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Good pitch by Saunders. It's 2-1. Two runners on, second and third, two away in the top of the sixth. A 2-1. That one's hit the middle. Saunders with the stop will flip it over the first and gets out of the jam. So the River Rider defense comes up big again and keep the Fly Boys off the board and keep it a 6-run lead. At the bottom of the sixth inning, this is the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
You took the first step. Former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step. Now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The new season of the year, and especially the new year, is not this new year. But be sure to check out some brand new different big rounders coming for you. Working to make some testing for your official on-field hats, T-shirts, commemorative bats, baseball, and more.
You can also check out the team's store online at RiskRiders.com.
Sit 8-2 lead for the River Riders here in the bottom of the sixth inning. After, again, great defensive plays by Elizabethton. And here comes one of the most dangerous hitters, the dangerous hitter today for the River Riders as Harrison Rogers steps in and swings and misses 0-1. Rogers is 2-for-3 with a two-run homer, round one that went to the wall in center field. Now it's 0-2.
Rogers down 0-2. Yeah, I completely messed up.
Every single hit he's had, ball he's hit, has hit toward the wall at some point, at some part of this ballpark, or it's gone over the wall. The 0-2 from Nelson in the dirt. 1-2. That was Rogers' second home run of the season, and it hit on the other side of the clubhouse. Elizabethton, that might be the longest home run of the season in this park so far this year. The 1-2. That one's fouled off, and Rogers stays alive. Nelson has thrown 41 pitches, 25 strikes, and has 3 strikeouts and 2 innings of work, and has kept the River Riders off the board and kept it a 6-run deficit. The 1-2. Out in the way, and that's 2-2. Let's have one walk and one hit allowed. It's 2 innings of work. It's a 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Gets in the chase. Fourth strikeout of the game for Nelson. There's one away. The start. Sixth inning. It's back-to-back strikeouts for Nelson, and 3 of the last 4 batters have struck out. For Elizabethton, Nelson's doing well out of the bullpen. Here comes Phillips. Caden Phillips. Had a triple earlier in this game. He's looking at the first pitch. Strike. 2-for-3. That was an RBI triple. Scored a pair of runs today. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Nelson working quickly. Just trying to blow it right by these batters. Keep it a 6-run deficit here in Elizabethton. The 0-2 pitch coming from Nelson. Strike 3, 3 pitches, 3 strikes, 5th strikeout of the game. That's 3 straight strikeouts for K. Nelson. And there's 2 away for Brennan Orth. First baseman from SIU. Evan does have a run scored, has been walked twice. Let's have 1 strikeout. Has failed to record a hit so far. First pitch swinging, and that's another strike by Nelson. Nelson coming right at these batters. Nelson has been phenomenal out of the pen. 0-1, that one's fouled off, and Nelson a strike away from ending the inning. So it would be Nelson's 6th strikeout of the game in just 3 innings of work. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Cade Nelson is in the fuego. And he has shut down the River Riders for 3 straight innings. 6 strikeouts now for Nelson in this one. And the deficit remains 8-2. Head to the final third of this contest. Can the Fly Boys get some offense? We return on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Don't you wish your wife came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send bad texts.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources,
at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Cade Nelson has been on fire out of the bullpen. Hudson three innings of work, just one hit, given up, one walk. And most importantly, has kept Elizabethan off the board. He's kept it a six-run deficit for the Fly Boys. But the problem is the Fly Boys need to get some offense going. Just three hits tonight. Scored two runs in the fifth as Will Brown. Pardon me, Alex Diaz will step in to lead off the top of the seventh inning. His team down 8-2. Gilbert Saunders back out for another inning of work for the River Riders. Now, it looks like Evan Lozier is up and moving for the River Riders in the bullpen in the outfield. Steam up 8-2. The 1-0 outside, 2-0. That was Saunders' 23rd pitch. He's thrown just 9 strikes. He has walked 2 batters, but again, the defense has helped him as he made the final out of the 6th inning. That one's fouled the foot of Diaz, and Diaz knows he just missed that one. Diaz looks like he's fine. Trey Maria Mueller will look at him, but he'll shake it off and say he's good to go. Bluefield up 2-0 on Burlington, bottom of the 8th inning, so the Ridge Runners also have the bases loaded in the bottom of the 8th. Whist one out, looking to add some insurance. Johnson City has blown yet another lead. They're down 9-1, top of the 6th inning, giving up 8 runs in this inning, 6th inning. Pulaski up 8-3 on Princeton, top 7. Bristol up 5-4 in the bottom of the 7th. And what's been a back-and-forth game between the State Liners and the Otterbots. The 2-1, Diaz looks at a ball. It's low, 3-1. Diaz fall about swinging at that one. He kind of breathed a sigh of relief that one missed. 0-for-1, drew a walk earlier in this game. It was a 3-1. That one almost hits Diaz. That's the third walk of the game issued by Saunders. And Diaz will have a leadoff walk to start the seventh inning. Brown reached on a fielder's choice his last time up. That scored a run, the first run of the ball game for the Fly Boys. Down 8-2 in the top of the seventh inning. Just three hits today as for a back to first is nowhere near in time. Lozier now up and throwing in the bullpen. Saunders, 26 pitches, 10 strikes, and has walked 3 batters. But again, the stat line that's most important right now for Elizabethan is 0 runs giving up. Saunders a little quicker there and throws back to first, and back in time is Diaz. Still no pitches to Canyon Brown yet, who's been solid tonight. Diaz takes a big lead. Brown's going to hit that one, a little number. That got down, and Diaz wasn't paying attention and is out on the fielder's choice. Brown reaches on another fielder's choice. That was a slow liner. Diaz thought Basler was going to catch it. Basler couldn't get there in time. And if Diaz would have taken off, Diaz probably could have been safe. But instead, there's one away in the top of the seventh. And there's only one runner on base for Saborn Campbell. So base running errors by the Fly Boys have possibly cost them some runs. Can't do that when you're down 8-2. Running back to first and back in time is Canyon Brown. There's Campbell. Is 0-for-3, but does have an RBI. Field reaching on a fielder's choice his last time up to score a run. First pitch to Campbell is away for a ball. 1-0. 28 pitches, 11 strikes for Saunders. Elizabethan starts a pretty lengthy road trip tomorrow, going to Bristol for a pair of games this weekend. So 1-0 coming in Gilbert. For a 6-game homestand, they have 2 games against Johnson City on Friday and Saturday. Everybody gets an off day on Sunday. For Greenville will face Bristol again on Monday and Tuesday, and then Princeton on Wednesday and Thursday, June 15th. The 1-0, that one finds the strike zone 1-1. All those games scheduled to start at 7 o'clock p.m. at Pioneer Park. You can go to flyboysbaseball.com for your tickets. And again, Firework Friday tomorrow. Fireworks after the game. And then Margaritaville night on Saturday. A Jimmy Buffett tribute band concert on the field following the contest. 1-1. That one's fouled off the foot of Campbell, and it's 1-2. Bluefield and Burlington heading to the ninth. Bluefield is up 2-0. Top of the ninth inning. Looking for that first win of the season. That would knock Burlington from the ranks of the unbeaten with a loss, and if Kingsport's score holds up 10-1 top of the sixth, Kingsport will be the lone undefeated team left in the Appy League. All right, the first is not in time as Brown will run in. Pulaski up 8-3 on Princeton, and Bristol up 5-4. They hold off the Otterbots for now in the top of the eighth through the state liners. So a pair of big comebacks needed for a pair of Tennessee teams tonight. 1-2 is in the dirt. It's blocked. It's 2-2. 6-run deficit for the Flyboys. A 9-run deficit for the Doughboys. Battle of the Boys. Game number one of the new season starts tomorrow. Getting ready to wrap up the first 10 games of the season this week. The 2-2 pitch. Hit by Campbell and will go foul and remains 2-2. Everybody gets an off day on Sunday, which is probably needed after 10 games played, about 10 days off, and that gets you some time to get some of these guys in that have been playing in regionals and super regionals. So they term it 2-2 play. That one kind of hung up in the air from Saunders, and Campbell just couldn't get it around. If he would have hit that hard enough on a line, that possibly could have brought in a run. Would at least have been a double. Campbell up for 3 tonight. 2-2 pitch coming from Saunders. He's walked 3 in this one. Looking for his first strikeout. The contest. The 2-2 pitch. Campbell stays alive. Bops that one out of play to the stands. 2-2. Quiet night in Elizabethton as the sun's going down as the wind has died down completely. After last night, a threat of rain. You could see it in the distance tonight. Cloudy, but no rain in the forecast. 2-2 pitch. Campbell reached for that one. A chopper to third. Only throw's going to be at first. Barehanded throw is made. Harrison Rogers with the offense, the score, and now makes a defensive play. And this River Rider defense has been phenomenal all night long. Barehanded play made by Harrison Rogers to get the speedy Saborn Campbell out first, and they're two away in the top of the seventh inning. That's a heck of a play made by Rogers. Runner Brown does move to second, but they're two away for Brock Daniels, who is 1-for-2 tonight, but it looks like that pitch outside for ball was gunned out at second. His last time up, that was his own hit of the game. Was also gunned out at home trying to score back in the first inning thanks to the great throw by Morgan Calopi. Also struck out tonight. The 1-0. Campbell fouls that one off 1-1. Jimmy Daniels fouls that one off 1-1. This is Saunders' 37th pitch, just 18 strikes. But again, no runs allowed, and that's all you can ask for if you're Elizabethan right now. Ugly stat line, but it's an effective stat line. The 1-1 almost hits Daniels, and it's 2-1. How about ground ball pitchers? You've seen a lot of them. May not throw a ton of strikeouts, but they don't allow runs, and that's all you can ask for from your pitching staff. A 2-1 in the dirt. Now 3-1. Of course, unfortunately for Saunders, he's thrown. It's walked 3 batters, in danger of walking 4. Some of those walks by Bailey got the Flyboys back into this one, or at least got them some runs scored. guys in positions to score runs. 3-1 pitch coming. Saunders, that's away. That's a two-out walk, and there are runners at first and second with two away. And you got to think, though, if Rogers doesn't make that incredible play to get Campbell out, the bases could be loaded right now for Bo Ankeny. Ankeny has the power to hit one over the wall. And if he can hit this one over the fence, it would cut the lead to just three. Here in the seventh. Seven outs remain for the Flyboys to score at least six runs. Runner's going to take off, and that ball's going to hit Ankeny. Brown and Daniels both took off. That's a big move. Daniels and Brown took big jumps, and Ankeny gets plunked. That's the third batter hit by Elizabethan pitchers, and now Kennedy has the bases loaded with two away. And with one swing of the bat, Kennedy can score four runs, and anything to the outfield is going to score at least two with the speed at second and third. Ankeny, not as fleet of foot as Brown or Daniels, but you got to think with two outs, down six, you're going to try to see if you can score. Kennedy 0 for 2, does have a walk on 0-1. A walk would score the run. He's looking for his first hit of the evening. One of those thanks to a nice diving catch by the left fielder. Jones, here's the 0-1, way outside, 1-1. Flyboys scored two runs off of wild pitches last night. If they could get one here, that would score another run. They'll lead the 5. Seen pair of comebacks this season, including a comeback win over Danville Monday for the Flyboys. The 1-1. That one's fouled off, and Saunders is a strike away from getting out of the bases loaded jam. Ball was laced right into the Watauga. If it was straight, that ball would probably go toward the wall. Bases loaded, two outs for Kennedy. 1-2 count coming from Saunders. Bases loaded, two outs. Right down the middle, freezes Kennedy, and Saunders gets out of the inning with a strikeout as he is clutch. Bases are left low for the Flyboys, and they can't score and still trail 8-2. Heading to the bottom of the seventh inning. Time to stretch in Elizabethton. Flyboys down 8-2 here on Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
This message is for Karina. Our mom will finish her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The forest. It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Flyboys loaded the bases and could not score. It's been just that kind of night. But fans, buying or selling a property is one of the biggest decisions you can make. That's why McCray Real Estate Group is here to help. Their team of experienced agents will guide you in every step of the real estate transaction. Take care of every detail, so there's no need to stress. Why would you ever take a chance? Call McCray Real Estate Group at 423-704-9866. Visit them online at easttennesseehomesource.com. You can also find them on Facebook, Instagram, and at YouTube. Search the McCray Real Estate Group. looking to have a stress-free end of this game is Elizabethan, up by 6 runs. They haven't scored in the last 3 innings thanks to this man, Cade Nelson. He has struck out 3 straight batters. Pardon me, 4 straight batters. That one's fouled off to start the 7th inning, Isaac Williams. The 0-1, swing and a miss, and Cade Nelson working quickly. 51 pitches, 34 strikes, 6 strikeouts in 3 innings. Once again, has struck out 4 straight batters and 5 of the last 6. That one's going to get nubbed to the outfield, and that streak's going to end. Isaac Williams, a leadoff single, bottom of the 7th inning. So the announcer's curse to Cade Nelson. That's his 2nd hit given up. A little bloop single that landed right in front of Kean Saylor, and there's a lead runner on. We have nobody out in the bottom of the 7th inning for Rock, or excuse me, Jump. First pitch, ball outside, 1-0. So the 1-0 pitch coming from Nelson is fouled off, and it's 1-1. Burlington's tied up with Bluefield and getting to the bottom ninth, and unless Bluefield can walk it off in regulation, they may need extras during that first win of the season. The Sock Puppets battle back. Johnson City has scored 3 runs on Kingsport, down 10-4 now, as Nelson will check on the run at first. Just 1 away for the Doughboys. An offensive battle after Johnson City gets 9 runs in 1 inning. Still looking for that first win. Back to first. Williams will slide in. Nelson will probably trying to waste some time as a pitcher is up, warming up for the Flyboys. But Nelson, 3 innings pitch, 6 strikeouts, just 2 hits allowed. Nelson in the dirt, 2-1. Does have 1 walk. Looking to keep the River Riders off the board for the 4th straight inning, a 2-1. That one's hit right to Saborn Campbell. He'll take a couple steps forward, take 1 back, makes the catch, and there's 1 away. He's up. Austin Rocaforte, who has been, he's going to be in some of the dreams tonight of these Flyboy batters. He has been phenomenal on defense. Just 1 for 3 tonight. Not a single back in the second, but his defense has been his moneymaker tonight so far. I'm just saying, I'm a fan of the high sock look. Him and Peyton Bazard made some great plays tonight, as that one's in the dirt 1-0. Both those two wear the high socks, and both have played great defense in this series. Instead of it's gotta be the shoes, it's gotta be the socks, as Rocaforte hits that one sky high. Campbell's now gonna catch. Campbell was slowly walking over. He thought that was gonna keep going, but that ball kinda died. There's no wind blowing right now. Like we said, the wind's been dead since the sun started going down about 7:45, 8 o'clock tonight, and that ball just kinda died in the outfield, but Campbell's able to make the out. And there are 2 away as Basler's up for it a 5th time tonight. 2 hits, 2 RBI singles tonight. Struck out, though, his last time up. First pitch. Hits Basler on the foot. Just nicked him. Basler was pointing at his foot like, hey, that hit me, and he just gets the call. It just grazed him. That's the first hit batter by Nelson. There are 2 runners on with 2 outs in the bottom of the 7th inning. 3rd time Basler has reached tonight. I'll bring up Marcus Sanders. 11 hits, 8 runs for the River Riders, 3 hits, and 2 runs for the Flyboys. As that one's hit to the left field wall, going to hang up, keep going at the wall, and will go off the wall. 1 run's going to score. Another one's going to score, and running in the 3rd is Sanders. Throw is offline. That's a 2 RBI, 2-out triple by Marcus Sanders. I thought that was out. There's a big green monster out in left field. It hit off the top of one of the signs on the second level and goes down the left field line. Sanders, two RBI triple, scores a pair, and it's now an eight-run deficit again for the Fly Boys. Kalopian looks at a strike, so Nelson's given up his first two runs of the contest. Down 10-2 after the two-out triple. That ball gets by Brown, and coming in to score will be Sanders on the wild pitch. That's the game. So just when the Fly Boys defense looked like they were going to close out this one, going to keep the deficit at six. They load the bases, can't score, and now three runs scored for the River Riders, and it's a nine-run lead. Big swing and a miss, and it's a 1-2 count on to Galopi.
Johnson City now, bases loaded. They're down six, but have them loaded. It's just one out.
1-2 coming from Nelson. To Galopi, the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. That's strikeout number seven, but not before. The River Riders dropped three runs after the two RBI triple with two outs and the wild pitch. Score three runs for the River Riders. They take an 11-2 lead. We played seven. Hang to the eight. Fly Boys need some offense. See if they can find it together on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Oh, 11-2 lead for the River Riders after they score three runs in the bottom of the seventh inning and largest deficit of the year for the Fly Boys. Evan Lozier will come in the pitch. I'll close the book on Saunders. He goes two innings, gives up no hits, no runs. That's the most important part. Three walks and one strikeout, hit one batter. Does the Minnesota Golden Gopher commit? There's Lozier. He's from St. John's, Florida. 2-2 record, three saves, 23 and two innings pitched. 6.20 ERA. 16 hits, 22 runs, 17 earned. 23 walks, 17 Ks last season at Lake Sumter Community College. The sidearm, the submariner coming in. He will be going to North Greenville University up in Tigerville, South Carolina. North Greenville currently playing in the D2 College World Series. They were the one seed, so the Crusaders have been very good this season. They're getting another good arm in Lozier out of Florida.
It has now gone to extras between Burlington and Bluefield. We do not know.
Avery Collins up the bat 0 for 2 tonight with drawing a walk and struck out. First pitch from Lozier. Collins hits that one. That's going to go out to left field. Jones will dive, makes another diving catch to steal a hit. Two diving catches from Jones, steals a hit, and Collins can just shake, all he can do is shake his head. It's been that kind of night for the Fly Boys. And the defense of the River Riders has just been robbing the Fly Boys tonight. That brings up Kean Saylor. For two tonight, but as a run scores, looks at that first pitch ball. Bluefield and Burlington heading to extra, so we'll have to find out what happens there. Johnson City now down by four in the bottom of the sixth against Kingsport, 10-6 lead. Johnson City has scored five runs. 1-0, that one's hit by Saylor. Does Jones have another diving catch in him? He doesn't. That's going to roll to the wall. Saylor's going to round first, and he's going to be in there standing with a one-out double. That's just the fourth hit of the game for the Fly Boys, and it's the first hit of the contest for the Fly Boys since the third inning. They've had runners reach on walks and hit by pitches, and fielder's choices haven't had a hit since the third inning. Have the Fly Boys. Goes from Saylor. That one's high from Lozier. Saylor stands at second base. They're a one out double. Will Brown looks down for a ball, and it's now 2-0. Bristol holding off Danville right now, 6-4 in the bottom of the eighth. Pulaski up 8-3 on Princeton. Looking to add some insurance runs are the River Turtles. 11-2 lead for the River Riders here. Top of the eighth inning, one away. That one's way outside, and Saylor's going to advance 90 feet up, and he stands at third base. At 3-0 count on Will Brown. I was struck out once today, up for two of a run scored. Also hit by a pitch earlier today. They can call it a wild pitch to move Saylor up. 3-0 count coming to Brown. If Brown can get one to the outfield, he could score Saylor and cut the lead down to 8. 3-0 outside, that's a four-pitch walk. Now with just one away in top of the eighth inning. Is loaded now with two outs in the inning. And as I say that, a round out to third base. Double play ball is in effect for the River Riders and Alex Diaz stepping up. Diaz 0-for-1 today, but has drawn a pair of walks. After four straight balls thrown by Lozier, there are runners at the corners with one away in the top of the eighth inning. Big cushion for the River Riders as they're up by 9, 11-2 in the top of the eighth inning as we're playing late into the night here. Way outside, that's the fifth straight ball thrown by Lozier. 8 pitches, 2 strikes. A great diving catch once again made by Brennan Jones. Got the first out of the eighth inning. Lozier steps in. We'll get set. Here he comes forward, swing and a miss, and gets a strike. Submariners can throw a lot of guys off. You saw Sam Roberts do that against Danville on Monday night. He is available today. I wonder if he would come in for this eighth inning. With his team down by 9 runs so far. The 1-1 from Lozier. That one's going to hit Brown. That's the second time today. Brown's been, or excuse me, Diaz gets hit. He has reached safely 3 times in a row, and the bases are loaded for the second straight inning with just one out. Canyon Brown has been solid today. 1-for-3, reached on back-to-back fielder's choices, has an RBI. Only 4 hits today for the Fly Boys, but they've had productive at-bats, drawing a total of 6 walks, and 3 batters have been hit. As Brown swings at the first pitch, that's going to hang in the air. He's going to try to tag up, and he will not be able to. thrown back in. Phillips knocks it down with his chest. So Brennan Orr on a little blooper saves a run there. Having to catch it off the off his back, and that's a great play to make it two away. So back to the top of the order for Saborn Campbell. As the bases are loaded again for the Fly Boys, and they left them loaded last inning, and look to avoid that here. Leading to score at least nine runs in the next four outs to push this game to the bottom of the ninth inning. Here's a pitch outside, 1-0. That Burlington game has gone final, waiting to see what the result is. They played extra innings. Everybody's checking on this one up in the press box. That's been the most exciting game of the night. Trying to see who took the tiebreaker win. The 1-0. Outside, 2-0. That one just missed. Bases are loaded. The Sock Puppets won the contest. According to Bluefield's Twitter, Burlington wins that game as Saborn Campbell goes around 2-1. So Burlington stays undefeated. They're 8-0, and Bluefield is 0-8 after Burlington wins in extras 2-2. So Burlington comes back. They're out 2-0 into the ninth. Come back and win it. It's just been a rough year, a rough start for Bluefield. Swing and a miss, 2-2, and Campbell now. That 2-2, and Lozier can get out of this inning and leave the bases loaded again with one more strike. The 2-2 pitch coming. Bases loaded, two outs in the top of the eighth inning. The pitch, Campbell hits that one, goes to short, goes by Basler's legs. One run's going to score. Will Brown's going to come in and score. That's a two RBI, two out single, and the lead is cut to a touchdown here in Elizabethton.
Basler got to that. That's Richard Young to my left. Gives a great analogy. Greenville is now down by a touchdown. We are in football country, so it makes sense.
Deep football country here, ETSU down the road from us, and hey, a touchdown, an extra point. Can tie the game.
He probably wouldn't have had a play anyway.
That would have been a tough play by Basler.
He almost got
and Campbell comes in clutch. Here comes Brock Daniels, who's been phenomenal this entire series. Allen misses low, 1-0.
I want to say something, but I feel like I'm going to upset some viewers here. Not a touchdown. Tennessee fans have gotten pretty used to that. That's not going over.
Oh, man. This is Tennessee football country. They're used to being down a touchdown, according to Reese Lannon. Not recently. 8-4 last year. There's a discussion going on about Tennessee Vols, who, again, I will say it, should have beaten Purdue last season in the Music City Bowl. That was a tough loss. But Josh Heupel working wrong, strong with that program. So is the baseball program as well. 11-4 now as Daniels fouls that one off 1-2.
I really hope I did not offend anybody.
It is deep baseball season in Rocky Top, so they're focused on that instead of football. But Josh Heupel's got that team rolling.
You guys are really good basketball program, too. I always loved Rick.
Of course, right up the road in Johnson City, that's where Steve Spurrier's from, and he was a nightmare for Tennessee fans back in the 90s in Florida. It was a nightmare for Clemson fans at South Carolina. That's strike three, called low. Daniels can't believe it, and that ends the inning. But the Fly Boys, we get to the bottom of the eighth inning. This is the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Free credit score modeling is actual taxes and so much more. Free app for women to get access.
Yeah, you were calling. Yeah, yeah.
Snack, grab a bag of Uncle Ray's chips at the concession stand. Uncle Ray's, the official credit chip of your Elizabethan River Riders.
Five boys down, 11-4, ending the bottom of the eighth inning. Elizabethan will look to add some more insurance on. And they'll face Tyler Blankenship. He got the start against Danville earlier in the week. Now coming out of the pen is the Yuba College pitcher. Out in California. This is his third appearance of the season already for Blankenship. So close the book on Cade Nelson, who was phenomenal for most of the time he was out there. But unfortunately, he goes four innings and gives up those three hits, three runs. Walks just one, but strikes out seven as Nelson just kind of wheels fell off a little bit for him at the end of his outing as Blankenship gets set for this one. So Burlington knocks off Bluefield. They stay undefeated. Bluefield still has yet to win a game. Bristol's up 6-4 in the top of the ninth on Danville, and Pulaski is three outs away from knocking off Princeton, up 9-3 in the top of the ninth. Top of the seventh, Kingsport leads Johnson City 10-6. Johnson City has come back from a 10-1 deficit to cut that lead to 4. That first pitch to Harrison Rogers out for a ball. Rogers 2-for-4 with a home run tonight. Two-run bomb to right field, but been kind of quiet recently. Struck out his last time up. And he'll swing underneath that one. That's going to hang in the air. Will Brown's going to run underneath it. Going to make the catch right on the line. That would have been fair if it wouldn't have been caught. But luckily for Fly Boys, it's an out, and there's one away in the bottom of the eighth inning. That brings up Caden Phillips. He's 2-for-4 today with an RBI. Struck out his last time up. Most of these numbers coming from Caden Nelson, who in four innings of work was phenomenal for the Fly Boys. His first pitch, and that one's fouled off a laser right behind home plate. Elizabethan will head to Bristol this weekend, while Johnson City comes to Greenville. Start a six-game homestand for the Flyboys. Good pitch from Blankenship. Makes it 0-2. Firework Friday tomorrow. The game starts at 7 o'clock. Fireworks after the game. Margaritaville night on Saturday night with a concert following the game on the field at Pioneer Park. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three by Blankenship. He gets his first strikeout. That is the 11th strikeout of the contest for his pitching staff. But unfortunately, they've 8 runs in the second and third inning, and then Cade Nelson was phenomenal out of the pen before giving up 3 runs in the seventh. And if it wasn't for that, this game would be cut in half with this lead as Blankenship gets a strike on to Orff. Brennan Orff is 0-for-2 of a run scored, as walked twice and struck out twice tonight. The 0-1 is that one's in the dirt, 1-1. Blankenship out of Yuba College. Just likes to play guitar in his free time. Very talented. On the old guitar, 1-1. That one almost hits Orff. I thought it just grazed him, but didn't. And it's 2-1. Two-one pitch coming from Blankenship. Allen's hit on a bop to Daniels, and Daniels, that one bobbles Daniels. He falls down the outfield, and that's probably going to be an error because Daniels could have made and probably should have made that play. He just stumbles, bumbles, and falls into the outfield, and that's tough. Didn't get his footing at all to Daniels, so good jump, but just couldn't make the play. That probably should be ruled an error, but we'll see. And it is. That's the second error of the night on Daniels, and there's two away and one runner on for Isaac Williams. Just two errors tonight for Brock Daniels. He's had kind of a rough night after being so well in the series. 1-0. Big swing and a miss gets Williams to chase. Williams is 2-for-4 with an RBI and a run scored. Two runs scored, pardon me. The 1-1. Just gets in there. Good pitch from Blankenship, and it's 1-2. Looking to get a strikeout and get to the ninth inning, keep it a 7-run deficit. The 1-2. And runs the 2-2, deuces wild for Isaac Williams. Blankenship gets set. The 2-2 coming with one runner on. There it is. Misses, and the count runs full. Every pitcher has walked at least one batter that has made an appearance tonight for each team. It's been kind of sloppy at times for these pitchers, but they've been able to find the zone. They've been on it. Here's the payoff pitch from Blankenship. Swing and a miss. Blankenship gets in the chase. That's his second strikeout of the inning and keeps the deficit to 7. So, 3 outs for the Fly Boys to score at least 7 runs and push this one to the bottom of the ninth inning. Let's see if the Fly Boys can get the offense going. We'll return. This is the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen. By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Four lead for River Riders as the Fly Boys will have 3 outs to score 7 runs. Oh, Ankeny will lead off as this has just been a rough night. 8 runs in the second and third inning. Kind of killed the any momentum. You take those away, it's a 4-3 lead for the Fly Boys, but can't play coulda, shoulda, woulda. Just got to go out and compete. Mosher back out for another inning of work. Looking to close this one out. Got a 7-run lead. First pitch misses outside, and it's
at 9:40 local time, and surprisingly, I mean, really surprising, given them with the amount of runs, there's 15 runs been scored. It looks like, barring a big inning, be on a 3-hour game.
11-4 lead. Ankeny chops that one foul. Rogers made a good play. He runs all the way into the Flyboy dugout. That would have been a great play. He made a barehanded out. It's 1-1.
All gas, no brakes. Oh, he's used to winning at Colorado Mesa. They win a ton.
Elizabeth Bethton's going to finish with 11 runs off of 12 hits as the moment.
River Riders are going to tie a lot of team records tonight, but I do not believe they're going to break one. But
And plenty of time. One more inning. They could commit an error. Zancanita fouls that one off to the glove, and it's 1-2. Losers look good. Again, he's committed to North Greenville. That's one of the top schools in Division II, playing in the D2 College World Series as the number one seed right now. They are consistently in the top 10 and top 5 of Division II all year long. Rolled for the Conference Carolinas. The Cardiac Crusaders. It's a lot of comeback wins this season. The 1-2. Oakney reaches for that one. It's going to drop, and a diving catch is made, of course. Another diving catch. You could just put the River Riders on SportsCenter tonight by themselves and have a top 10.
They're looking like a 2015 Kansas City Royals tonight.
It's been that kind of night for the Flyboys. Only 5 hits. They should have about 10. As Morgan Calliope makes another play, and there's one away in the ninth inning. That was a rough night, for sure, and hopefully the Appy League's watching. If you want to submit any of these plays to SportsCenter, you got plenty. Great job by the defense of the River Riders tonight so far. And Canada steps in and looks at a strike 0-1. You give some of those hits back. Some of those runs, this is a lot closer ball game. Again, coulda, shoulda, woulda. That's just baseball. As Coach Jermaine Curtis says, you got charged to the game sometimes. The 0-1 to Canada. That one moves back inside the strike zone, but just misses, and it's 1-1.
This is without a doubt the best.
Collins is on deck for the Flyboys. It's been great defensive showing this entire series, really, for Elizabethton. That one misses, and it's 2-1 as Basler's made some great plays. Rocaforte's made some great plays tonight. As is Rogers. Those Jones and Calliope. So they have an 11-4 lead. That one's fouled, and it is a 1-2 count. Pardon me, 2-2 count. Ty Peters is warming up in the bullpen for Elizabethton, so we may have a position player pitching. Somebody call Cespedes Family Barbecue to get on to that one. Got some fun going on in the Appy League. 7-run deficit. You can kind of do whatever you want if you're Elizabethton. 2-2. It's fouled off, and Canada will stay alive. Probably won't see Peters if that happens, if Logan get out. Keaton Saylor is the only position player that has a pitching background in college. Blankenship did hit some this year for Yuba College. 1-2. That's going to be 3-2. I'm always going to be back at home tomorrow taking on Johnson City. It's the payoff pitch coming from Lozier. Payoff pitch hit toward Rogers. Rogers makes a snag for the first in time for the out. And there's one out remaining for the Flyboys here in this contest. Another great defensive play by the River Riders, and guess what? Water is wet. Just been that kind of night for the Flyboys in this one. All you can do is laugh, man. If you wouldn't laugh, you'd be crying. If you're the Flyboys right now. Again, early in the season, Flyboys will drop 2-4. River Riders will move up to 6-2. It's still early. 50 games left. Plenty of time for the Flyboys here. There's a pitch from Lozier to Collins, and therefore a strike 0-1.
Okay. Because he wasn't down there. He ran out there in the eighth inning. His count is 1-0 here on the right fielder, Ian Saylor. Or Avery Collins.
1-0 pitch. Or excuse me, 0-1 pitch outside 1-1. Saylor's on deck if Collins can reach, but defensive plays made by River Riders is going to be tough. Big swing and a miss, and down to their final strike, or the Fly Boys, it's 1-2. So here's a pitch from Lozier looking to get a strikeout to end this game and move Elizabethton to 6-2 on the season. Drop the Fly Boys to 3-5 as that one's fouled off of Collins' helmet. It's fouled off. 3-5 would be the record now of the Fly Boys for 8 games. And again, last year the Fly Boys were just 14-10-1 at the 4th of July and went on a 19-5 end of the season before winning the championship of Pulaski. So again, plenty of time. Just got to get rolling, especially with more players coming into this league. 2-2. Hit by Collins, laced right to Rocaforte. That's how the game ends, and the Fly Boys fall 11-4. 8 runs scored in the second and third inning combined. Gave Elizabethton an early 8-0 advantage, and they hold off the Fly Boys 11-4 here in Northeast Community Credit Union Ballpark. Time of the game, 2 hours and 51 minutes, and the Fly Boys are back at home tomorrow at 7 o'clock p.m. against the Johnson City Doughboys for Fireworks Friday. Coming out to Pioneer Park, see some fireworks on the field and off the field after the game. And also, if you can't make it out Friday, come on out Saturday. It's Margaritaville night, drink specials, aloha music. We're going to have a nice, relaxing time at Pioneer Park. And we will have, of course, a Jimmy Buffett tribute band concert performing on the field after the contest on Saturday. Fireworks Friday tomorrow. Margaritaville night on Saturday, all at Pioneer Park. And you can get your tickets now at flyboysbaseball.com. Final score here, Elizabethton wins it 11-4 with 11 runs off of 12 hits, no errors for the River Riders. Fly Boys score 4 runs off of 5 hits and commit 3 errors in the contest, splitting the series with Elizabethton. Fly Boys fall at 3-5, look to get back on track tomorrow, the Doughboys. Thank you for listening tonight on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network. This has been Richard Martin talking to you tonight from Elizabethton. We'll see you at Pioneer Park tomorrow, but for some reason you can't come out and see the fireworks. We will be live on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network. Pre-game show starts at 6:45. Get your tickets or watch at flyboysbaseball.com. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Final score, Elizabethton 11, Greenville 4. This has been the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.